Welcome to The Event Technique, the daily 9-minute podcast created exclusively for event planners and development directors. If you're on the front lines in organizing, promoting, or running nonprofit events, every episode of The Event Technique podcast is filled with valuable tips and strategies in bite-sized chunks that you can use to make your next event more successful. And now, please welcome the host of The Event Technique, the founder of Eventsburg, Jill Coomer.
Numbers, numbers, numbers. Ticketing, ticketing, ticketing. We need more revenue, so we have to sell more tickets. Makes perfect sense, right? The first strategy that I recommend to my nonprofits is to stop with the two-for-one promotions. Let me say that again. Stop with the two-for-one promotions. The only caveat is if you're looking to increase the attendance for an event one time for 1 year and 1 year only, is this a good strategy? What that allows you to do is to increase your base, expose your event to more people, and hopefully get them involved and excited about what it is that your organization is doing going forward. After that first year, this strategy needs to come to a screeching halt. Essentially, you are conditioning your audience to look for promotional prices, deeply discounted prices, and you'll never sell a full price ticket to your event again. So by repeating it every year, your guests expect it. You'll never execute a price increase. I have worked and walked away from organizations that over the span of 10 years never increased their ticket prices. Not once over 10 years. Think about that. Think about all the different things you purchased over the last 10 years. Have any of the prices stayed the same? Your costs have increased, the venues have increased, your prices have stayed the same. It makes absolutely no sense. It is certainly not a sound business strategy, and ultimately, you're setting yourself up for a decline of the event. Never a good thing. You don't want to plan your obsolescence. If you want your VIP tickets to be $250, for example, add value to that ticket rather than reduce the price. Every time you send an email, emphasize what's included in the price of the ticket, effectively selling that ticket with every time that you reach to a guest. Two-for-one promotion, you're cutting your revenue in half, you keep the value the same. No other business operates this way, and as a nonprofit, you shouldn't either. I also recommend to my nonprofit clients that they never, ever use a commercial organization for ticket sales that will not share or give the purchaser's list to the nonprofit. Of course you want that information. It's gold to you. It only makes sense. Yet there's many organizations that use these services on the promise of a huge reach and increased ticket sales, only to be left in the dark after the event with absolutely no idea who purchased the tickets. So much for expanding reach and trying to get your donor base to increase. In truth, you really have the right to know who purchased the tickets along with their contact information. Your list is your commodity. It has enormous value, and it will have considerable impact moving forward after the event. Beware of these companies that also take a specific percentage of your set ticket price, sometimes as much as 50%, even more. In return, they claim to generate more ticket sales for you, wahoo, but that's often not the case. You may be stuck seeing a margin on each ticket drop to $5 to $10 over your cost, barely cover the cost of the event for that guest. Pile onto that the nonprofit hours spent after the event and dedicated hours trying to determine who attended, who purchased a ticket through the service, how to maintain future contacts, and you've created now a recipe for disaster. Good luck trying to find these people or even identifying them during the event. You may be successful with a few, but they're certainly not going to want to give up their contact information to gain access to the venue. A guest who buys a ticket through a discounted service generally will not become a repeat attendee or donor. They're there for the party. The mission doesn't matter much. It just sounded like the party was fun. They're really not there for the organization and their mission, which is cool if that's, you know, if you're okay with that. So keep in mind that this approach, you'll create hardship for yourself down the road and limit the number of future donations. Most nonprofits want people to attend who are interested in their mission and will continue to support the organization, either through repeat attendance, donations, ideally both, and sometimes that doesn't happen. Forecasting your ticket strategy and establishing a plan for ticket promotions is really important. You can't fly by the seat of your pants when you're funding your event on your ticket sales. If you're constantly in the promotion mode, people get exhausted. They don't want to hear from you anymore because all you're doing is asking them to buy stuff. They'll stop paying attention to your social media posts, to the postcards you mail, the emails you send. They'll think, yep, I've already seen all this. I'm tired of it. And everything hits the trash or the delete button. That's really crummy on your part. It's very similar to retailers who send 20% off coupons, right? And you know who those guys are. You're conditioned to wait for those so that you know there's going to be a great deal coming. It's going to be 20% off. Ooh-ha, I'm going to wait for that. You'll never buy retail again, at least not full price. So the guest and the donor fatigue is real, very real. And people get tired of seeing all that information, so they ignore it and they stay home. So never assume that your past attendees are sitting on the edge of their seats just waiting for your big ticketing promotion to come through the email so they can race to the computer and sign up for your event. These days, there is so much information about so many events that your marketing and your ticket promotions need to be precise and targeted. You want to be efficient with what you're doing so you're not exhausting your audience. And oh, by the way, stop asking them for money. Every communication cannot be about buying a ticket. You need to be able to convey to people why they're going to the event, why it's exciting, what's going to be there. And oh, by the way, you need to have a ticket. That's okay. But donors and potential guests get fatigued if all you're going to do is send them stuff, asking them to buy things. So the ticket's timing is everything. The time frame for tickets has gone from a short 6 to 8 weeks for those organizations that send out paper invitations to a minimum of 8 to 10 weeks. People are busy and they're getting bombarded with stuff every single day through social media and emails. So be very targeted, very specific with your marketing and all of your information. Don't overwhelm people. Price the event at what it's worth. Do awesome promotions and talk about good quality things that are happening at the event. If you build a great event, people will come. No questions asked. Make sure to catch this podcast and other podcasts at theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. You can also catch us on Alexa on the Flash Briefing. Hey Alexa, give us the Event Technique, and we'll pop up with a 1 minute little nugget that you'll be able to take to get your day rolling. And last but not least, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to list on an awesome calendar that goes nationwide, Eventsburg is it. Eventsburgh, Eventsburg, because we're in your burg. We're everywhere. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Event Technique with Jill Coomer. Whether you're a veteran in the nonprofit event business or just getting started, The Event Technique is a veritable goldmine of tried and true tips and strategies that can help those running events, large and small. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next event a huge success, get a copy of Jill's latest book, The Event Technique, available now at Amazon and www.theeventtechnique.com. That's www.theeventtechnique.com. For more bite-sized chunks to make your next event more successful, see you next time on the Event Technique Podcast.